All right, welcome to another episode of Gen and Truth. I'm the captain of the ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of hands and mindful of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump in this shit. The meat of, first and foremost, go fuck yourselves. I'm looking something up. We're starting to stay off early. Just talk amongst yourselves there. Fuck faces. Okay, is this something that's worth a damn? Maybe. Oh, yeah, now we're talking. All right, there's the money shot. Gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwiches, sandwich, pranks. Still not funny. Still not funny. Bubba. Your fat ass out here. Okay, I've done a million shows on this, just ranting and raving and sound like a stark raving lunatic, and you'll never guess what? My opinion on today's prank culture has not changed. If anything, hold on, my intensity has only increased because I do not care what you say. That it's sitting on some bullshit. And yes, things change, times change, definitions change. I get that. But here's something that I'm just not going to change my mind on. I'm going to go to my grave holding on to this. And that today's prank culture, it's not funny. Once upon a time, and oh yeah, I earned my motherfucking stripes. I can say this now. Once upon a time, you'll never guess what. One of the hallmarks, if not the foundational pillar, the hallmark of a prank when I was a kid, when y'all were kids, when it was all said and done with, and young fuck faces, and I don't know, what generation are we on? Alpha, Z, generation fuck face. Listen up, generation fuck face. Because it's going to be weird for you to hear. Once upon a time, one of the foundational pillars of a prank, when it was all said and done with, people laughed. I know, that's crazy, right? And when we were just feeling like absolute rebels, someone was inconvenienced, right? What we didn't do was break the law. You guys didn't get that memo. Or maybe the definition of prank has changed that much. And again, I've said this, and the fucked up thing is, Generation Fuckface, if one of you actually hears this, I know the first thing you're going to do is dig your heels and be like, okay, boomer. That's the wrong attitude. And I want to say this early so you guys, someone can catch this. I'm actually on your side. I don't agree with your pranks, but I'm on your side. And when I say I'm on your side, I mean I want you to be better than this. That's why I'm speaking on it. Again, age old. And again, it's amazing. It is truly amazing. And I remember once upon a time, and I told y'all, you just sit there and, oh, something to put in my pork shoulder. Go fuck yourselves. Once upon a time, you sat there when you were, you know, 15, 16, and you made this pledge that you didn't want to become the guy that, you know, is still talking about his high school football coach, you know, when he's in his 40s and 50s. Well, you never guess what? I turned into that guy. My high school football coach was absolutely correct. Because he's the one who said, I'm not in the business of winning football games. I'm in the business of creating good young men. And again, coach was so good that he could name like 5 or 6, 7 things before he finally got to then and only then when you can become a better father, when you can be a better kid to your parents, a better sibling to your brothers and sisters, student. And then he's like, after you do all of that, then you can go be a better athlete. But one of the things, or better football player, but one of the things that he told us, hold on, got to do something.
Again, talk amongst yourselves, fuckface. You guys know the drill. Okay, got it. 2 hours. Start. One thing that he would always tell us was how to handle what he called hard coaching. And he said, yeah, it sucks. It absolutely sucks to get your ass chewed out. But here's the thing. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because if you play football game, you're going to make mistakes. The great ones all made mistakes. It's a part of being a human. Humans make mistakes. But he said football is a high-paced, high-impact, high-emotion sport. And when we chew you out, you sit there and you take that chewing because you have deserved it. But on the inside, you should be happy. You should be happy. You should be happy that someone's actually chewing you out. You want to know why? That means we care enough about you to correct your mistakes. Because here's the thing. When you mess up and you know you messed up and no one says a damn thing, that's when you should worry. Because we've given up on you. We no longer care if you completely screw the pooch on that one. And to you young motherfuckers, this is what I wanted you to hear. Instead of, okay, boomer, and then just digging your heels in and doing more, I'm trying to tell you to stop. Because one, it's not cool. These pranks are not cool. And two, and more importantly, and I'm not joking and I'm not lobbing a threat, when I tell you the very generation that you make fun of, we are still here. We're still here. And again, yesterday, I was 18 years old. Today, I'm in my 50s. By the end of the week, I'm going to be 75 years old and getting ready to take my last lap. It goes by fast. And I know you guys want to sit here and think, those of us in our late 40s, all the way to our, you know, mid to late 50s, we're old and decrepit. That's not necessarily true. Some of us still got a little giddy up. I always say when the topic comes up, do not let this limp fool you. I still got a couple of ass whoopings left to give out. The question is, do you want one of them? Do you want one of them? Right? And again, we were just raised differently. Right? We fought nose to nose, face to face. If we had beef, we settled it. We fought. And again, the best part about fighting when you're younger, it's not that you fought and you won. The best part is that you learned how to lose. You kids don't know how to lose. That's your problem. That's what separates my generation from generation fuckface. I've gotten my ass whipped. Oh, I told you, the first fight I ever got into, I got beaten like a fucking snare drum with his hands and his feet. He beat me mercilessly, right? You kids, you don't have that. What do you got? I'm going to own him epic style. Oh, LOL, L-O-M-A, I can't, all the sin. I really showed him. That's how you guys fight. That's how you guys settle beef. That's not how my generation settles beef. Your generation is more likely to stand around. Mine is likely to jump in. And again, what you guys think is funny, we take it as a direct threat. Now, again, we're not better than you, Generation Fuckface. We're not better than you. I told you, we stirred up our fair share of mischief. And that's why I'm saying, when push comes to shove, you've already lost. You can't beat us. You can't. You know how I know that? We have something that you don't have, experience. Oh yeah, I'm still twice as strong as the average person, regardless of the age, right? But I got experience. I know how to bury the bodies. More importantly, my generation knows how to shut the fuck up, right? Again, when we did stuff, you didn't tell anybody. You kept it to yourself, right? You told minimal fucking people because you knew. You can tell that one motherfucker who looks you in your eye and says, I'm not going to tell anybody. Next thing you know, the whole school knows. Now you're in trouble. You guys don't have that wiring. That's the difference. And if you guys remember, when those of you that are at around my age, I can't remember where, but I remember what went wrong. They were old enough to drive, so they went joyriding and mailbox baseball, right? Drive, wham, and you are hitting mailboxes with a baseball bat. It happened. We didn't do it where I'm from, probably because we're military kids, and that would have been bad for business. That was the first time someone videoed their offense. You guys remember that? But again, you kids, your video recorder fits in your pocket. Back then, it was like a fucking boombox. Long story short, that video got out. Too many people saw it. Do you know what the problem with knocking over a mailbox? Even though it's on in your front yard, it's not yours. That's literally federal property. They destroy federal property. I just can't remember what their punishment was, but they were punished for it. And we were all singing like, why the fuck would you do that? Why the fuck would you print that? Put it out where everyone can see. Now it's standard issued. Mind you. The fuck? Again, my generation knew how to keep their mouth shut. Your generation, not so much. Not so much. That's the difference between us and y'all. Now, let's get into some of these pranks. Because I've done shows on this, and I'm not going to show them all. And they get too many clicks, too many likes, too many attention. Again, that Pablo, get out. That's the problem. I'm not one of these cats, obviously, that thinks all social media is evil.
I don't believe that for one second. I don't. But with you kids, it's literally the ultimate case of too much, too soon. It is. Again, once upon a time, you have to put in 500 times the effort to get 1/100th of the attention.
Today's kids, you commit felonies. You got a million likes and clicks and shit like that. But these pranks, again, what you guys think is ha-ha, so very funny, the rest of us don't. This is what I'm saying. The generation that you make fun of, we are still here. And we just react to stress differently. One of the pranks I remember seeing online, allergies, Jesus Christ, was they were withdrawing money from an ATM. Because that's what ATMs are there for. And as the dude is taking his cash out, taking his card out, the pranksters would come and tackle him while yelling the phrase, I'm going to rob you, I'm going to rob you. Real fucking funny, right, guys? And I remember the person in this particular video, he froze. And again, I got nothing bad to say. That was his natural reaction. Damn, I'm sorry he had to go through that. Another guy saw the other cat getting quote unquote robbed. He sprung into action, right? You saw this guy sprint into the camera angle, put his knee on what he thought was a thief. And what really stands out about that video, he did not hold back one punch. And again, I don't know if the sound that you could hear was his fist hitting his face or it was the back of his head hitting the ground. But it was loud, gang. It was loud and hollow. And I remember the prankster, because apparently this is the ultimate get out of jail free card. It's a prank. It's a prank. Because you see the guy sitting there with his fist. Now he's confused. Well, I just punched this motherfucker. What do you mean it's a prank? When they showed the prankster's face, it was literally rearranged. Again, there's just a difference in the generations. You guys react to things differently. My generation, we are from the, and I already got one. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Sorry, Peter. We are definitely of the, I'll spell it. We are from the S-H-O-O-T first, ask questions second generation. I remember that's what my dad used to say all the time. Now I'll just use the word skillet. Oh, I skillet first. Skillet first, I'll ask questions later. I'm not going to sit here and try to decide whether this was a prankster or a misunderstanding. I'm just going to skillet. I'm gonna do the skillet, absolutely. And that was the generation that raised us. Again, my parents' generation were fucking Spartans. Generation X, I've told you guys before, we are fucking survivors. We were raised on neglect and hose water, and we used our imagination and we fought in real life, not over the damn keyboard. Now, today's kids, they hear it's a prank, bro. It's a prank, bro. Then apparently anything after that, apparently you're the asshole. Because don't you know, I'm supposed to threaten your life and it's supposed to be funny. Ha, ha, ha. I remember another prank that I did a report on. This little bastard was walking around with that red plastic container. It's a gas container. It's the one that you buy for $5 to $10 at Walmart. There's two in my garage right now. Holds the gas for when I cut my yard. It's one of those, when you know it, you see it, and you know exactly what it is. It's unmistakable. Well, this little bastard was walking in a parking lot, like a mall or a shopping center, and he was approaching people, holding on to this can. It wasn't gas. It was like water. And as he's, you know, throwing gas on their car, he sits there and he holds like a lighter. He's like, I'm going to set you on fire, bro. I'm going to set you on fire, bro. And I remember they did it to a dude who was probably 10 to 15 years my senior. Just an old Southern man. And he reached for his strap. And when the kid saw that he was reaching for his heater, he's like, it's a prank, dude. Indeed, indeed. Totally overreacting, dude. But Paul thought he was getting ready to be set ablaze. You told him that's what you were going to do. And then that asshole was the dude that was defending his life. And I remember Paul, he wasn't fucking around, Jack. He was like, it had better be a prank, you motherfucker. I was getting ready to skillet you. And not funny. Again, whoopee cushions, Vaseline on door handles. Right? Prank calling your friend. Now making someone think they're going to suffer the worst death there is, being the feeling of being burnt. And apparently the asshole in this story is the person who thought he was getting ready to get hurt. And there's a truckload of them. I mean, I found out who, Mizzy, right? He got his ass, you know, put in some hot water. But this kid's got a disorder. Yeah, or maybe it's just too. No, you know what it is? Go fuck yourself. I'm not going to. Everything's a fucking mental illness these days. Some of us worked hard and got ours the old fashioned way. This is just being an asshole. This is just being an asshole. Right? Again, idiot. You're back in my day. Go fuck yourself. I'm in my 50s. I've earned the right to sound like this. I don't think this is mental illness. I don't. Because this is. It goes a little something like this. If I told you, here's the deal. You can make $100,000 a year, but you know what you're going to do? You're going to break your balls. You're going to break your balls. You're going to work 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. That one day a week is going to go, that you don't work, is going to go by like 6 seconds. That's how hard I'm going to work you to the fucking bone. Or you can make $500,000 a year and you can work for 10 minutes a day. Which one would you like to do? That's what it's like to these today's kids, because today's currency is clout. All that really matters is how many clicks did you have? How many likes did you receive? How many times was your video forwarded or retweeted? Right? Who wants to split the atom now? Right? Again, if when you were 17 years old and you split the atom or you did something great, only, you know, your local station would cover it, right? And what would they say? Neighborhood kids really smart. Yeah, way to go. Okay, news big. They move on to something else. But these kids are becoming internet superstars. Mizzy is in Britain. My ass is living in Texas, and I know who he is. That's what I'm talking about. But this was a little bastard who started the trend. One of the things he did was, again, he's the one who started this trend where you would just walk up to random houses, try to open up the door. Or you would see someone working in their front yard. Again, a clear-cut sign that they're home. You know what you would do? You would just walk right in their home. And as they feel like, what's going on? And he sit there and he would, you know, pop his feet up on your furniture, cut on your TV, you know, rummage through your icebox. That's not funny. And as long as you do it to people at or around your age, as long as you do it to the people when it comes time to fight or flight, their flight. But one day you're going to do that to the wrong person. I told you, I won't relive the whole story, but I had a moment like that in this house. Again, a friend of mine, I told her, you can stay, but I don't trust your judgment in men. I don't. Stay here, save your money, get the fuck out. But no dudes. No dudes. She told this cat, hey, he's not going to be here from this time to this time. Well, it turns out I had an unscheduled break and I came home during the time that he was supposed to make his great escape. I see a man peer around my corner. And back then I had a coffee table. And there was a 14-inch dagger, functional dagger. Well, you'll never guess what I did. I reached for it because he was able to get the words out that, hey, we need to talk, we need to talk. And I've got the knife in my hand. I'm getting ready to go to work. Long story short, he was able to tell me, look, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but, you know, Suzanne told me I can come over, smash, and get out before you got home. I'm really sorry. Again, my point is the generation that you guys make fun of, we are still here. We are still alive. And we handle shit just differently. Walking in someone's house that you don't know, uninvited, and doing that, he's lucky that he didn't do it to that person. Another thing he did that I saw, and I couldn't even watch the whole video, he'll come up and he did it to old ladies. Only old ladies. But again, you guys just try to imagine what I would have done if it was Buddy. He'll come up and be like, oh, that's a nice dog. Oh, this, can I pet your dog? Yeah, you can pet my dog. My dog's friendly. And then what he does is pick the dog up and haul ass in the opposite direction. Now, if you're doing that to a 75-year-old woman, the odds of her hawking you down and handling some business, pretty slim to none. True story, gang. And I was married back then, so I was in my mid-30s, tops. Long before I started down the road of pain management, having 6 surgeries and everything else, and a ruptured Achilles. I told you, I've never slept. It was just one of those days where I could not sleep. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning during the week. And some of the neighborhood kids, back then when there were neighborhood kids here, they were going around. I'm trying to remember if they were egging people's houses or doing something. They were vandalizing, basically. Well, it would just so happen I was going to walk my dog at 2-something in the morning on like a Tuesday. Right as I open up the door, I think they were putting Vaseline on door handles. I opened the door. I didn't expect to see them. They sure as hell didn't expect to see me. And they panicked. Gang, they took off. Okay. Here's the thing, though, gang. Back then, I was, what, maybe 7 years removed from my last NFL football game? I walked them down. I did. I kept my Jack Russell inside. I shut the door, and I sprinted. And they panicked, and they were so fucking stupid that they didn't scatter. So I was able to hawk them down, and I grabbed them. And long story short, I scared the shit out of them. Now, again, I wasn't going to beat up those fucking kids. I just called them being kids. But I definitely put the fear of fucking Poseidon in them that day. I can promise you that. But that's my point. That's my fucking point. What do you think I would have done? Because it's a prank, bro. It's a prank, dude. Okay, boomer. What do you think I would have done if someone picked Buddy up and just started running in the opposite direction? What do you think I would have done? Again, you little bastards, you think this is funny. Well, you'll never guess what it is not. Now, I can go on for days, game, but let's just go ahead and hit it with the Autobots transform. And on this one, I'm not going to take center stage. What do you guys see? My Twitter timeline. Now, again, I saw some bullshit. Where is it? It's a prank. Okay. I just belch. Hashtag unprofessional. You know, I'm going to tell you what. We're just going to let this video speak for itself. But you know what? Let's go ahead and hit this with the blow.
What's up? What's up? You tripping.
You doing?
You good? What you mean, bro? No, it's a prank. It's a prank. What you doing?
What's up? You tripping. We recording. It's a video. You tripping.
I ain't mean.
You tripping, bro. You good, bro.
I ain't want to tell you.
Rewind that. Gang, that's sitting on some bullshit. That is sitting on some bullshit. Now, let me tell you guys something. So I'm sitting here petting Bubba's fat ass. I'm not okay with this. No matter how you want to cut this, I'm not okay with that. Again, grudge holding is a gift I get from my mother. Being ultra protective is also something I get from my mom, but I actually get most of it from my father. And I've got my father's physicality. Just roll this tape. Watch this. Pause the tape. That podcast is what you don't see is it's escalators going in opposite direction. As a couple is going down, a prankster is going up, and he strokes the side of her face while flirtatiously saying, "How you doing, gang?" Do you know what my father would have done to someone who touched his wife or his kids in that fashion? Do you guys have any idea? Roll the tape.
You good? What you mean, bro?
Pause the tape. Podcast, what you can't see is the prankster got yanked over the elevator, escalator arms, and pulled on the ground. And now you hear, the new age get out of jail free card. Bro, it's a prank. Roll the tape.
It's a prank. What you doing? What's up? You tripping. We recording. It's a video. You tripping.
I mean.
You
tripping. Pause the tape. Again, it's a video, bro. You're tripping. That's what I'm saying. The bad guy in this situation is the guy who's reacting what I think is very much appropriate. You can't be serious. Again, if I'm sitting here while Buddy was alive and someone snatched my dog up, what do you think I'm going to do to that guy? I'm serious. And when you turn around and be like, no, really, dude, it's a prank. What do you think I'm going to do? You're not going to be able to. The moment you turn around. Oh, hold on, gang. Hold on. This is sitting on some bullshit.
And also the things he got in trouble for were things that
it's the Trump shit. I hate this motherfucker. But back on topic. Okay, so you snatch my dog and you make it, let's say, 20 yards before I catch up, or you turn around with the, "It's a prank, dude, it's a prank." You wouldn't be able to get that out of your mouth. You understand that? Again, to Generation Fuckface, hearing the word prank is a get out of jail free card. Anything after that, you are the asshole in this situation. Right? You're tripping, bro. Are we good? Roll the tape.
You good, bro.
I ain't want to touch your girl's video.
Pause the tape. I ain't even wanted to, first and foremost, start speaking some proper English, little bastard. I ain't even want to touch your girl, bro. Then why'd you do it? Right? I ain't even want to steal your dog, bro. Well, you're going to have to say that with less teeth in your mouth because you'll never guess what I'm about to do to you. Roll the tape.
Yo.
We good.
Pause the tape. We're not good. But gang, upon further review, take a look. That. Roll the tape.
Keep going.
You good?
This is a setup. This is not real. that. Podcast is what you can't see. The lady who got her face touched inappropriately by a stranger, she never reacted. She never reacted.
Doing good? What you mean, bro? Hold on, let's pray. Let's pray. What you doing? Watch out, watch out. You tripping. You tripping. We recorded. It's a video. It's a video. You tripping.
I ain't mean it.
You tripping, bro. You good, bro. I ain't want to touch your girl.
It's a video.
Good?
That's a setup.
What you good? What you mean, bro?
She doesn't turn her. No.
Hold on, let's pray. It's a prayer. What you doing? Watch out, watch out. You tripping. You tripping. We recorded. It's a video. It's a video. You tripping.
I mean. Pause the tape. Now I'm even more bothered. Let's go back over here to StreamYard. Now I'm even more bothered. This is a setup. That's not real. Everyone involved in this is in on the prank. See that boy? He's already smiling. The girl that got her face stroked, she never turned around, never said a word. This is a setup. Which actually, gang, makes me more pissed the fuck off. Everyone just getting likes and attention now. And again, that's what's important to these little motherfuckers. How many likes did I get? How many people said my name? How many people shared the video?
You tripping, bro. I ain't good. You're good, bro. I ain't want to touch your girl.
Pause the tape. I didn't even know why that happened. Let me tell you why this pisses me off even more. Because again, everyone involved in this conversation is in on the joke. The camera holder, this little yellow skinned motherfucker, the dude that drug him, and the girl. The problem is no one else knows it's a prank. Just like the kid who sat there and quote unquote was robbing people. That kid did not need to get his face beat in. But again, the asshole in this situation is the dude that sprung into action. Now, it's probably, again, I'm just an old, and one thing I'll never make an apology for, I'm a Southern gentleman. I am. That's the way I was raised. I still open doors for ladies, stand up when they walk into the room. And I know, it's barbaric, and I'm probably a little bit misogynistic holding on to some of these views, but I protect women. I do. And I'll never apologize for it. And times are changing. They are. And I totally understand it. That's why it's just better that I stay my black ass inside. But I've been, quote unquote, reprimanded. I have, for holding a door open for a woman. I'm not going to get into this with you. And maybe, again, it's just archaic that you think a woman can't stand up for herself? Look, I was just raised that if a woman is in distress, you jump into fucking action. Fuck it. It's the way I'm wired. Oh, I'm a bad guy. If I saw that young lady who's old enough to be my fucking daughter being touched inappropriately, again, and what's going to happen is people like me, we are going to be the bad guys. Right? What if she would have played it up a little bit more? That's what I'm saying. This just isn't fucking funny. What if she started panicking? What if it was like he was groping her? What do you think I'm going to do? What do you think people like me are wired to do? That's what I'm saying, little fuck faces, generation fuck face. The generation that you make fun of, I didn't say right or wrong. I'm telling you, that's the way we are wired. And this automatic get out of jail free, it's a prank, dude. Come on. Oh, you're tripping, bro. Oh, bro, we weren't raised like that. I remember when I first got to Austin, and they get this piece of shit off my screen. Seriously. On the strength. Get him off my screen. Today's show is straight bullshit. I don't care. I just hate this culture that we're in. When I first got to Austin, and I can't remember how we got on the topic, but I just remember that sitting on some bullshit. That's not funny to me. That is not funny to me. And it was, they were talking about paper towel or toilet paper in people's houses. And it was such a long-standing tradition that it's not just that the kids were doing it. Parents were driving their kids to the victims' homes so that they can toilet paper them, watch it happen, get in their car, and drive away. okay, I realize you kind of win in Rome, do as the Romans do, but yeah, fuck that. This is my house. And where I'm from, toilet papering someone's house is a sign of hate. It's a sign of hate. And I remember the lady I was talking to was like, oh, no, it's totally fun. And, you know, we're going to do it to you, Robert. It's going to be fucking fantastic. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to love it. And I told her. This was like 25 years ago where I didn't have the pull that I have today. I was like, I'm going to tell you something. First and foremost, you should have kept your fucking mouth shut. Because if I wake up at any time and my house is TP'd, I don't care if your kid did it or not. Now, I'm a grown-ass man, so I'm not going to touch your kids. But I'm going to take your husband out of the house and dot, 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 dot. Let's just say that. What the fuck's the matter with you? Right? Again, where I'm from, hitting someone with toilet paper was a sign of hate. But to these motherfuckers, it's the funniest thing on the planet. Again, I totally get it. I'm just a dinosaur. Maybe I don't have a good sense of humor. I just don't give a fuck. Right? Think what you want to think, believe what you want to believe. But in this instance, when you do what you want to do, you got to know your audience. Toilet papering someone's house, throwing a girl into Lake Pontchartrain, telling people I'm going to set you on fire, touching someone's woman without their permission, all that stuff. Again, maybe I'm just the old dinosaur that just needs to go the fuck away. But until that day, I'm going to sit here and tell you, stop fucking doing that. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, Uncle Bobby's giving you one big motherfucking solution. Today's prank culture, shut the fuck up. None of this is funny. None of this is funny. And you know what, Generation Fuckface? Just wait. Just wait. A couple more decades and us Generation X people will be too old to complain. But you got to understand, we're still here. And I speak as a representative of my generation, we don't find this funny. We don't find this the least bit funny because it's not funny. Once upon a time, you had to work your ass off to get a fraction of attention. And that's when you did something positive. Now it's a race to the bottom. How much of a scourge upon society can I be? How big of an asshole can I be? And again, the fucked up thing is, as long as you say it's a prank, bro, you're okay. It's not a prank. And again, that's why, again, keep doing this shit to younger people, right? Because they apparently, because I remember, what was it? Oh, it was the Lake Pontchartrain video that I did. And again, this kid was thrown into what looked to be about 4 feet of water. She panicked. She was coughing. You could tell she had taken water into her lungs. She was angry. And it was her boyfriend who did it. And again, once upon a time, at the end of a prank, everyone laughed. Now it's not a prank unless there's a victim. And I remember he's sitting there filming her and she's screaming. She's mad. She felt violated. And he said, it wasn't that bad. Come on. Come on. You're overreacting. It's not that bad. It was just a prank, bro. You're tripping. And I remember I did a video and I remember some of the feedback I got. Someone from Generation Fuckface hit me up in my comment section. And he said, right? And it was like, just imagine being some bitter old guy, you know, overreacting about a video. It was a prank, bro. And then he told me like I needed to go get laid or something. And I remember, I was like, first, thanks for watching my video. Second, my sex life has got nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with this. And finally, I told him the exact same thing I'm telling you guys right now. This get out of jail free card of it's a prank. I know I threatened your life. I know you thought you were going to die, but hey, it's a prank. It's for clicks. It's for likes. It's for attention and clout. You can't get mad at me. It was a prank. Keep doing that shit to people in their 20s. Preferred people in their early 20s. Just don't do it to Generation X. Don't do it around Generation X. Generation X. Yours is the generation that was raised to fight on a keyboard. We were raised to fight hand to hand. And again, the best part about learning how to fight hand to hand is that you learn how to lose. You lose enough times and you'll never guess what. You don't want to lose, but you're no longer afraid of it. The most dangerous person in the room is the one that feels like they've got nothing to lose. The worst thing for you guys is to lose followers, lose your channel, right? You guys don't know what to do, right? What am I going to do? I can't even be on social media. For those of us that have been beaten into submission, you're like, okay, hey, boomer. Okay, if you get close to me, okay. A boomer is getting close to me. Ooh, that really stings, doesn't it? The boomer can't take a prank. LOL, LMFO, oh, epic style. Oh, emoji. Oh, does it hurt, boomer? I said emoji. Oh, does that hurt? That doesn't bother us. That doesn't bother us. And mine is the generation that's more likely to act. If I see you steal an old lady's dog, I'm going to go get her dog back. And I'm not going to be nice about it. If I think you're robbing someone or setting someone on fire, people like me are going to step in. Again, please listen to me, Generation Fuckface. Once upon a time, what defined a great prank? Everyone laughed. Everyone got some enjoyment out of it. By your standard, a prank is there has to be a victim. May I strongly suggest you guys try to go back to the way that we played pranks on each other. It's not cool when someone thinks they're going to lose their life. It's not cool when someone feels like they're being physically threatened in any way, shape, or form. A good prank should be defined by when it's all said and done with, all the parties involved are laughing. Give it a shot. Let's see how it makes you feel. All right, gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Gin and Truth, let's go. Gang, a prank isn't a prank if you hurt somebody.